We continue with the program, Texans All Access. That's what it's called here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio. Mark Vandermeer with Drew Doherty now. How's it going, Drew?
Fantastic.
All right, we've got a lot to cover here.
Yeah.
And by a lot, I mean training camp, which is always a lot. I mean, that's a busy part of our lives. August, I always say, is the busiest month of the season. You'd agree with me on that.
Oh, there's no question whatsoever. You're here early. You know, some days 6, 7 in the morning. You're here late, and it's blazing hot because it's Houston, and
right.
It's August. So, yes.
Now, why are we talking about training camp in February? Because there's a big change this year. It's now official. Why don't you share with the fans what is happening?
Well, Mark, the Houston Texans are going to be training at the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia? That's
yep.
right. White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. The Greenbrier is a famous National Historic Landmark. 20-plus presidents have vacationed there over the years. But the Texans are going to go there for a couple weeks to get out of the heat, get together, get cohesive as a unit, and there's a lot to unpack here, but Texans are shaking things up for the first time in franchise history, and they're not going to be across the street from Energy Stadium.
Yeah, that is going to be different, because when the franchise started, that was a big deal about having camp here. We all remember the Oilers went various places, including
sure.
San Angelo, mm-hmm. but the Texans are going to be at the Greenbrier for the first time after 15 years of camp here on Kirby at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, where the Saints mm-hmm. previously trained. Now, the weather is a huge factor, and it's funny because I mentioned this on the air. I'm not saying I'm clairvoyant or anything, but on the air last year I said, I think training in this kind of heat consistently is going to go the way of salt tablets
yeah.
at some
yeah.
point, because I think it's probably not good for the football team over the long haul. Now they have all the sports science stuff. This is just my opinion. They're not saying this. They're not using this as the reason. But the weather is a huge factor here, Drew, and how is it different?
No question. I mean, you're up in the Appalachian Mountains. It's the average daily high in White Sulphur Springs mm-hmm. in August is 82 degrees. So just
Wait, did you say 82
Yeah, so that's a difference of nearly 20 degrees.
Now, 82. If we get an 82-degree out day out here at the Houston Methodist Training
Center.
It's an oasis. We never get 82 degrees.
No,
it's 82 degrees. It's 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's one thing. And then you also factor in the lack of humidity. There's no way it's going to be as humid
right.
there up in the mountain air mm-hmm. as it is down here. So it's
nice.
A little bit crisper. But another big component of this. So the weather is
yeah.
one of two huge components.
Right.
I think even more importantly, in the case of Bill O'Brien, in his opinion, is you're getting the guys together
right.
away from the normal rigmarole that you have back home.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's after. He wants to build team cohesion. Not that there's been a lack of that, but it's something that strengthens it when you're on the road. Because ever since he's gotten here, in 2014, the mm-hmm. Texans went and practiced for about a week in Denver that first year. They also had the Falcons here to practice. Then the next year, you went to Richmond. You practiced against Washington there for 3-4 days. So it's something that he's always been very big on. Santa Clara last year against the 49ers before the preseason opener. He likes getting away. He likes going against another team. And he likes being with the Texans.
I guess that's another question. Will there be another team visiting the Greenbrier at some point to practice with the Texans? You cannot rule that out.
Yeah, you would think if history holds, in the brief history of Bill O'Brien as the head coach here, you would think the Texans are going to have somebody there. Mm. And then before one of the road preseason games, they'll probably practice a time or two against them. That's a possibility.
You never know. It could be a team that they're not even playing in the preseason, which does happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see squads practicing with another squad that they are not facing in the preseason.
Like Washington a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. So you never know how that part of it's going to shake out. And I agree with you. Bill O'Brien talks constantly about being on the road. He loves playing at home, mm-hmm. but he likes to have the team on the road sort of sequestered, everybody on their own, everybody able to bond together. What did he say? Eat, meet, compete.
Yeah.
That was the big rhyme last year.
And compete, really one of the big things about that when you factor bringing in other teams to practice against. Mm-hmm. Because you can practice against your own guys and you accomplish a lot, but mixing it up, it gets the juices flowing and maybe just kind of sharpens the edge a little bit more than it would have for later in the season.
All right, now the most important thing. How does this affect me, my life, your life too, Drew?
Yes.
Because we're going to be on the road with them for the entirety, mm-hmm. and maybe we'll do a little return trip or whatever.
Right.
But the thing is, you're going to be there for a long time at the Greenbrier. Now, this is not exactly the Junction Boys, okay?
No.
This is the Greenbrier. Like you said, I think it was established in 1778.
Yeah.
What?
1778, so 2 years after the revolution began.
2 years after the Declaration of Independence, let's move into the Greenbrier.
Yeah, before the revolution was even over. So, that's another topic. How do you have time to start a resort when a revolution's going on?
I don't know how they did that. I'm sure there's some great history there.
Logical answer, yeah.
It's funny because since this information started to leak last week, I've had a lot of golfer buddies talk to me about the Greenbrier. They've played there. And there's a course called Old White where that's, I think, where they play the PGA tournament, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. There's an executive course. Listen, not that I'm going to play much golf because it's training camp, but, you know, I might get out there.
I was going to say, I would be stunned if the wrenches aren't in the travel bag for you.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot bring the clubs to training camp.
Why would you not?
You can't do it.
Why?
You can't. I can't. First of all, we'll probably fly out with the team. Yeah. I'll just show up in the plane with my sticks.
Why don't you just ship them ahead of time?
Bill O'Brien, the look on his face. I know, that's the only way to do it. Ship them under the cloak of darkness. Yeah. Get my clubs to West Virginia somehow. I don't know. This is an off-topic thing. The other thing is we're going to have radio shows every day, every morning on Sports Radio 610, TexansRadio.com.
TV as well.
8 to 10 a.m. the first 2 weeks of camp, Monday through Friday. TV as well. Digital TV show every day. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to catch it on various Texans platforms, HoustonTexans.com among them, as you will be able to follow what the team is doing. So I know for the fans this is a blow to not have training camp here. Yeah. Now, I know not everybody went to camp. But you had that sort of opportunity to go. And I think even though they got 4,000 or whatever, 4,000 or 5,000 a session out there, you had a lot of repeat customers and everything. So I know it's not like the whole city could go to training camp.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to bring camp back to Houston anyway, whatever way we can.
To counteract that, it's not going to be fun because you can't come out and see your team practice for free. But the goal of this... The Texans are not doing this to make money. The Texans are doing this solely for the purposes of winning. They think this is going to help them win. And if this helps you win more ball games, helps you get deeper in the playoffs, go after that ultimate prize, I think the fans will be okay missing some practices in August and all that. So just keep that in mind because we understand. You know, we like seeing the fans at training camp as well. That's going to be tough not seeing them out there.
Right.
But what's your ultimate goal? And remember that.
It's hard to say, and it's hard to quantify what training in the heat has done or hasn't done
for
this team.
You can't.
Because if you think about it, from 2010 through last season, all but 1 year they started 2-0. Mm-hmm. I mean, all but 1 year they started 2-0. So it's not like it affected the start to your season. Maybe it affects you long term. I don't know how it affects you. But like I said earlier, it can't be good for you to be out in 100 degrees every single day for 2 or 3 weeks.
And let's give it a try. Let's try something new. Let's be let's innovate. Let's let's kind of be refreshing. That's what the goal of this is. It's
refreshing.
What the thrust
82
of this
degrees is very refreshing
is,
in the Houston summer. There's no doubt about it. I'm glad you brought that up. This is not a money grab. In fact, it is a money spend for the Texans to go up there and hold camp. You can imagine some of the costs involved with going to a place like this. Like I said, it's not Junction, Texas with Bear and the boys. This is a good place to stay. They have a state-of-the-art facility up there that they built specifically, I believe, for this kind of thing, for a pro sports team to move in, for an NFL team to move in. The Saints have been able to enjoy it or use it or whatever, and now it'll be the Texans' turn. And you're right. Who knows how long it lasts, if it lasts, but try it. See how it affects performance this season. Should be pretty good. Now, we don't know the preseason schedule yet.
No.
We don't know the regular season schedule yet. I'm thinking the Texans are going to open on the road. It's kind of like the roulette table where you see red, 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 red. Eventually, it's going to change colors. They've been opening at home the last time they opened on the road was 2013 against San Diego.
Right.
But I think when you look at – I mean, let's look at the facts here.
You got to go back to 08 before that, right?
08 before that with the Steelers. Thank you. You just went right to it. Every other year has been a home opener for this team.
I started in 09, and there's only been one time. It's like you said, in 13 when – the Texans have opened on the road since I started. It's wild. Not to make it about me, but
it's weird. It's about me, really, Drew, and then it's about you. All right? I mean, I'm just kidding around, of course. But
George W. Bush was the president the last time the Texans opened on the before 13 on the road. Yeah.
Wow. All right, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. All right, so the Greenbrier it is. We'll see you there. I'll see you before that.
Yeah, I would hope so.
We've got the combine coming up soon enough.
We've got so much, yeah.
So much stuff here. All right, Texans at the Greenbrier training camp. Many more details coming up.
I'm excited about this. I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be very different. It's going to be fun to be on the road. I always thought that this would happen at some point in history.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like a Division III school, though, because very often that kind of thing is the case. You do some sort of small college circuit. You stay in dorms. These are not dorms. So that's
we're not in barracks?
No, we're not. Not
a Greenbrier.
Nope, no cots.
I like it.
Okay, well, maybe we will be, but they won't be.
We'll do the Greenbrier. I still like DeAndre Hopkins' idea.
What's that?
Training camp in Hawaii.
I second that.
The Lakers did it.
I will vote yes.
Showtime Lakers did it in the late 80s. So.
And it worked for them, darn it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Well, we're going to the Greenbrier. All right, thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Mark.
Texans All Access.